AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Police say as officers approached his van, the gunman in Saturday's deadly shooting rampage in Monterey Park, California, shot and killed himself. CBS's Steve Futterman is at the scene.
For those who live in this normally peaceful city, the reality is hard to accept.
I know a lot of people in this neighborhood. This is right in our backyard. It's devastating.
The first officers to arrive at the club saw the gruesome scene firsthand.
There were injured people inside. There were dead people inside.
The big question remains, why would a 72-year-old man do this? Police say they have no motive. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Monterey Park, California.
10 people died in the shooting at a dance hall during Lunar New Year celebrations. 3 children are among the wounded in a shooting in Shreveport, Louisiana. KSLA-TV reporter Stacy Cameron has more.
Apparently, the plane lost power when he approached the roadway. He saw fit to try to set the plane down on the road.
A mass shooting in Shreveport's Martin Luther King neighborhood sends 8 people to the hospital. According to Shreveport police, those victims are 5 adults and 3 children. And according to a family member we spoke with, those children are a 3-year-old girl and a 5-year-old girl and a 3-year-old boy who was shot in the chest. He is critically injured.
In Houston, Texas, a pilot of a small plane survives an emergency landing on a busy highway. Richard Standifer is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Apparently, the plane lost power when he approached the roadway. He saw fit to try to set the plane down on the road. He advised that he probably made contact with the top of the 18-wheeler before he was able to land the plane on the ground.
Lisa Marie Presley is laid to rest at Graceland. Correspondent Elise Preston reports from Memphis.
A gospel choir soulfully belted Amazing Grace as hundreds gathered at Graceland to celebrate her life.
Our heart is broken, Lisa. We all love you.
Her family believes her heart couldn't survive losing her only son to suicide in 2020.
Members of President Biden's own party are now criticizing his handling of documents with classified markings. One of those is Dick Durbin, the number 2 Democrat in the Senate. But on CNN, he says this is different from former President Trump's handling of classified material.
Embarrassed by the situation, as he should have been, he invited the government agencies in to carefully look through all the boxes he had accumulated. It's a much different approach.
CBS News has learned that President Biden plans to choose Jeff Zients, his former COVID-19 policy czar, to serve as his next chief of staff. He'll succeed Ron Klain, who's preparing to step down after about 2 years in the role. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I wasn't reminded of Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I wasn't reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
the city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
He's beholden to the Scott Perrys and the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Lauren Boberts. He'll give them the committees they want. He'll put them in prominent positions because if he loses any one of them, they could take down his speakership. So not a surprise. The White House may very well be right. This may be good for them because they will show their excess from day one by putting these crazy people on the oversight committee. It will discredit the very committee and any investigation they do.
Chairman Adam Schiff, I have something new called the Neener Neener Stack. Okay.
Oh.
Neener Neener. Ha ha. Oh, maybe we'll just call it the Non-Neener Stack. Trump has dropped his $250 million lawsuit against Letitia James after another judge sanctioned him over the completely frivolous suit against Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Ha ha. Yeah, this was yesterday. Trump and his legal team received a verbal and financial flogging from a federal judge who presided over his lawsuit against Hillary Clinton. Oh, who said he was a Russian stooge because he is a Russian stooge. But yeah, so that part, true.
Which attorney was involved in this?
Oh, Trump's lead attorney, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Was also sanctioned jointly for that case. Trump sought $72 million in damages from Hillary. Instead, he will pay. So a completely unrelated story, he withdrew his $250 million lawsuit against New York Attorney General Letitia James today. Completely.
I'm going to say Alina Haba didn't want that.
Bless you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay. Hey, look who's here. Looky.
Steffi. Oh,
what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yes.
Hi, Hal. There you are. Okay, hi. Go ahead.
Yes, wherever I am, it's great to be here. can I just say that I agree completely with the White House's, like, they're trying to keep a lid on it, but there was a report that they were literally giddy about the idea that these idiots are going to be on these committees because they will do nothing but embarrass the 90% of the Republican Party that let them get away with it. Chip Roy, of all people, from this podunk district in Texas, 100% red, basically, he's been everywhere. He's getting more FaceTime than Marge is at this point. And you know how fantastic that is for Democrats?
Well, I, first of all, was shocked to know it is not a putt-putt outside of Amarillo.
Chip Roy?
Yeah.
Okay.
No?
No.
Okay. I thought it was a combination of Roy Rogers and
it's
putt-putt.
It's a giant cookie, and if you can finish it, your meal is free.
I was talking about earlier how dumb this tax plan is for them, and you tweeted.
Oh, God.
The House GOP and Speaker McCarthy know a 30% sales tax would devastate the middle class. They know, and they don't care. They blame middle-income, well-educated people for them losing the White House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just dumb. Yeah.
It's insane. It's ridiculous. And again, all this is is their promise to vote on a bill that will fail. So ultimately, you know, this materially means nothing. But the fact that they decided to force him to do this, that this all this wailing and gnashing of teeth, this 4 days of holding his feet to the fire and every torture, you know, analogy you can give, was just so that they can vote on bills that everyone actually hates. But these 8 or 10 of them, because they're in very red districts, can print ads for themselves railing against the IRS or the existence of the income tax or even the existence of the Department of Defense when it supports things like Ukraine, not knowing that this is actually going to be used, if not by Democrats in their district, sane Republicans as this cycle is coming around, because they are they have built their house out of matchsticks and they are chucking lighters at it. It is the weirdest and stupidest thing.
Yeah, and you broke it down as you do, so we can.
Yes,
he's the explainer in chief guy. House GOP wants to replace the income tax with a 30% tax on, wait for it, everything you buy, not in phases over time, not for specialty items like yachts or dildos with a Kickstarter. No, everything. Immediately. Yes. And I'm like, wait, they come with Kickstarter. Okay.
Well, yeah. I consider that a specialty item, since you have to register them in the Bahamas just like a yacht.
Right.
But that's my theory. In all honesty, this is an attack on the middle class. The super rich can buy their big items and park them in the Bahamas and register their planes and their boats elsewhere. They can buy their houses through LLCs. They can have stuff shipped in, like their televisions and whatnot, overseas, avoiding, you know, like the import tax on them will go away effectively by their plan. So they won't have to pay on that. Whereas middle class people who buy things at stores and go out and do stuff and have the most money to spend, who, by the way, keep the entire economy afloat. And the Biden administration's whole goal is widening this the middle class out as big as you can possibly get it to. And it's working. For the record, look at the numbers. It's working, and they want to decimate it. This is about shiving the tires of the middle class. Well, that's what it's for.
And they've also continued their historical precedent of naming something exactly the opposite of what it is. They're calling it the Fair Tax Act.
Sure,
You remember Friendly Forests and Clear Skies Acts?
Oh, yeah.
If they come up with a Keep Puppies Safe Act, you'll know it's, you know.
Yes, the way, the Inflation Reduction Act is helping, if you haven't noticed, to reduce inflation. And they're mad about that name because they think it's an ironic, you know, against type name. So they're like, this is what we'll call it. But the funny thing is they genuinely think it's a fair tax. It's like a state fair tax. Yeah. It's like the more elephant ears you need to survive, the more you're going to end up on the tilt-a-whirl. I'll figure that analogy out later. But the important thing is...
You and our other Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe superhero, AG from Mueller, she wrote, tagged up on Twitter. She said, breaking, Trump was unable to declassify a large chunk of documents. No wonder he didn't make that argument in court. And you said, hence the empty folder defense. Honestly, I think we're all shocked Trump hasn't hired Santos yet. I mean, the dude won Super Lawyer of the Decade like 5 times.
Yes. I think he's been taking those documents out. Some of the stuff he wanted time to copy. Other stuff, he's just keeping the originals and pretending it was just the folders. And that whole, like, I just like the folders because they look cool. I don't, by the way, I don't doubt that for a second that he kept some of them like an idiot. But I also know that he would keep things. This is a warning to anybody who loaned him money or invested in anything that he does. A, you're an idiot, so you're not going to listen to me. But I guarantee he took like pages of the phone book or just printouts of articles, stuck them in those top secret folders, and laid them on his desk when fancy schmancies came in to meet him in his office at Mar-a-Lago. So they're like, oh my God, he's still got access to things. That would help if you're a real estate investor or perhaps are helping the Chinese steal tech from the United States. And that's what he used. That was his motivating factor.
Was that an appearance by Karen LeCaron just then?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Although there's rumors that she died of COVID, but we'll see.
Which, by the way, I loved your tweet back to Tommy Lauren.
Oh, my God.
She tweeted, it's weird. I don't see many liberals bragging about their multiple vaccines lately. And you said, we're too busy living. Have you heard from Diamond or Herman Cain lately? Oh, snap.
Oh.
Look, I'm sick of this garbage. This whole idea, there were 5,099 heart attacks last year in the United States. They fixate on 7 of them, assume it's the vaccine is killing everybody who has a heart attack. Right. And then Diamond, according to them, this is, by the way, we all pretty sure it was COVID, but even still, they're like, Trump was like, her heart gave out. Yeah. How come you're not mentioning her? Why are you not bringing up the fact that she had a heart attack? Did she have some sort of off market? Was it the ivermectin? Has anybody thought about that? Maybe these are ivermectin deaths. Maybe the people who got vaccinated later but had been using horse dewormer, had been getting a syringe from, the local stables and doing sort of rectal light and bleach therapy on themselves. Maybe it was all the fish tank cleaner that you snorted.
Is Tucker still promoting the
ball tanning?
Rectal tanning? Oh, it's ball tanning.
Ball tanning.
Oh, yeah, because I know you've spent a lot of
rectal
time.
Rectal tanning is good. Yeah, but ball tanning. And I don't know if you've noticed this, Steph, and you're mostly our gauge, but he has gotten so much more manly.
Yes.
In the last month, it's incredible.
Well, you said you've been watching the Ben Shapiro. Who's the other one that gave you a tutorial in manliness? Nick Fuentes. Yeah,
Nick Fuentes, who is shrinking, I think, actually. Yeah. That's the odd part about him.
But you gained 12 pounds and lost an inch off your penis since you've been watching.
Yes, I was doing their manhood. But I will say my testicles look like George Hamilton as an afternoon chocolate. You know what I mean? Like those ones you get, the round ones where they're filled with.
A couple of 8 balls down there. Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely. Dark, they're all dried up like boba if you don't add them to a drink. That whole movement I find hilarious and yet desperately real. And you know where it came from? They're all chasing the Jordan Peterson dollar. Everybody from Andrew Tate on and stuff. Jordan Peterson was at one point at the peak making like $250,000 a month on Patreon alone, not book sales, not that stuff. And it was all because all the incels were kind of clamoring to like have him re-dad them because their dads didn't do anything and they didn't know they didn't know how to clean their room. And so everybody else jumped on this bandwagon. And Tucker is so late to the game that all the good stuff's been taken. So he's left with ball tanning and I don't know. Switching from bow tie to a long tie. I don't know. Is that it?
Yes. I just saw that clip of Nick Fuentes again talking about Putin. Yeah, can we hear it for Putin at that whatever conference that was? And you just said Putin keeps talking about the need for a new world order. Somehow when he says it, all the QAnons and info warriors like Glenn Beck and Marjorie Taylor Greene clap like harbor seals. I will never understand this Putin love on the right from Reagan's party, right?
I will. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It is a single note. We have our single issue voters. These folks have a single note that Putin just slams his finger down on the piano and it's anti-gay. The whole thing that they can't have gay pride parades and you can't teach anything about LGBT in schools. Look at the laws they're trying to put in place in all these states and understand that they're like, oh my God, can you imagine? And they're main, the Pope of the Orthodox Russian Church is a warmonger, smite them all Old Testament stuff. So that those two things alone are enough.
Like, I had maintained that if it were a female cousin that Madison Cawthorn was face humping, that he would have survived in Congress because the right got rid of him, right? So I don't know if the drag queen thing is the thing that's finally, going to get George Santos.
I think that is the final thing. That's the one thing that's really started moving the ball in the last little bit. What do you think they're going to kick him out for lying about his resume or being, quite frankly, financed by the Russians? We know that, and the Italian mob, for God's sake, do you think they care about that? Of course they don't. They consider it a plus. But this, at some point, if there are any Proud Boys that aren't in jail for January 6th at the end of this, some of them are going to have to protest one of his speeches. I mean, just to keep on brand.
Yes, Travis.
No, I was going to say, George Santos is amazing the way he performed at Club Babylon.
Right. Okay.
Ouch. And by the way, that was a curse, he was performing under the name Anthony DeVolder at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, he was America's first Canadian truly Ghanese drag queen. It was an amazing outfit. And he did the whole thing facing backwards with a mask on the back of his head. And I thought it was the most, like, true-to-form drag show I'd ever seen him in. He was terrible, but he was on brand. And that's
memorable.
Important.
Memorable.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Yes. All right, we're off to a rousing... it's always a hump day with Hal. 19 minutes after the hour. Speaking of which, it's Man Meat Friday.
It is.
And you got to get a man crate for someone.
Yeah.
Mancrates.com is the place to shop. Look at... Hal's doing a gun show again. Look at those arms. I bet you it takes him. How long does it take him with a crowbar to get a man crate open? 1.2 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hal needs a crowbar to open a crate.
He rips it open with his bare hands.
With his teeth.
It looks like this.
With his teeth.
Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Remember when Captain America split the piece of wood?
That's Hal opening a man crate. Hey, birthday anniversary. What is happening with your handsome romantic manses in your life?
Valentine's Day is coming up too.
Man crate. I'm telling you. Yep. Whiskey appreciation crate. Mm-hmm. The Grillmaster crate. There is something manly for every man. It is an unforgettable experience watching him open that crate with his crowbar.
Or bare hands.
Right. Every gift comes with full satisfaction guarantee. Use the code RADIO15 at mancrates.com right now. Save 15% on his perfect gift. That is RADIO15, the code at mancrates.com.
It's actually quite funny once you get past all the tragic elements and overriding sense of doom.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
It should, bud. Oh, there's the bell.
Oh, Wildfire just charged out of that corner like a wildfire.
Yeah, but it can't seem to get anywhere near House.
That's because House is landscaped with water retaining plants, which help keep Wildfire at a safe distance.
And, bud, check out how Wildfire's punches seem to roll off that treated shingle roof.
Holy smokes, Lou. Wildfire is wearing out like a cheap suit. Oh, Wildfire is down.
Down and out.
Can your house win a fight with wildfire? Visit firewise.org to find out how you can help make your home more defensible against wildfires. That's firewise.org, a public service brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Stephanie Miller.
I want to do bad things with you.
Oh, God. Anita in San Antonio, one of the many women that wants to do bad things with Hal Sparks. Hello, Anita.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Happy birthday to your mom. 100th birthday. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yay! Now, I subscribe to your Twitch channel, and you did a thing with Chip Roy. He was on the house floor. And saying all kinds of nonsense. But one of the things he said that really struck me was when he talked about how 50% of our power in Texas is going to come from solar and wind.
Wind and solar.
And what happens if we have, and what happens if
and
we have extreme weather?
My favorite
extreme
thing
cold.
Of that, and I'm sure you remember, he goes, we're going to have unreliable power in Texas. And you're like, dummy,
oh
where have you been? Texas fled to Mexico as people were freezing to death in your state because you have intermittent power already. And you're an oil and gas heavy state.
I know.
Our
solar and our wind actually held up. It was the electric grid that failed.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, because they didn't service the terminals between stuff.
Right.
Because that part wasn't on their checklist or something.
Yes. Like, you missed the.
It still has.
You missed the important part. At least kids in Texas don't have to learn that white people were ever bad in any way. So that's
no. Well, Chip Roy fits right in. You know, he's not from Texas. He's from Baltimore, and he's a total racist. He voted against banning lynching. He voted against Juneteenth, and then he had the audacity to nominate Byron Donalds, whatever his name is, and start quoting Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This guy is a total racist.
Yep. I hear you.
And he's got nothing. And he's got nothing to fear from that district because they'll keep electing him. So that's why he can be as nuts as he can take his freak off the leash. And that's, by the way, why the White House is happy about him being the face of the party right now, because he's a nightmare for every other Republican trying to get elected. Hilarious. There will not be enough popcorn for 2023.
I love
stock up now.
I love Hal Sparksisms. Like, I don't mean to yuck your yum. Jeff tweets, if an actor accidentally discharging a gun while rehearsing for a movie has you in bricks, and wait until you hear about the teenager who asked his mommy to drive him across state lines so he could deliberately fire into a crowd of protesters. We were talking to Frank Figluzzi about the, Alec Baldwin thing. I just was curious your take as an actor. I was saying I just think it's going to be a really tough case to prove specifically
it won't happen. I will say that going through the act of charging it is I think honest legal work. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that they did that to get to the bottom. Have an investigation and trial. And there's so much. It's all about intent, where he was pointing and how much safety precautions they actually took and who might it fall on. And it for everybody else who wants to use real guns that discharge real black powder, even if it's just wad on the other side of it, in the name of Brandon Lee and his fiance who never got to marry him, there is no reason right now in modern society where you have to fire a real gun of any sort, even if you're trying to make it, you know, replica-like for the time, ever again.
Yeah.
Because you can create electrical charge guns that send that smoke out the front. You do not need projectile-based weaponry on a set ever again.
Yep. 29 minutes after the hour, Hal Sparks is here on the Stephanie Miller Show.
WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief. The man authorities say shot 10 people dead at a dance hall in Southern California is also dead. They say there are no other suspects. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
When officers exited their patrol vehicle to contact the occupant, they heard one gunshot.
There has been another mass shooting, this time in Shreveport, Louisiana. KSLA-TV reporter Stacey Cameron's there.
Shreveport police were called to this scene, finding 8 victims outside, at least 40 shell casings from 2 different weapons.
And a bullet hit a 3-year-old boy in the chest. A pilot walks away from a fiery plane crash on a busy Houston-area highway. Richard Standifer is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
The wings are probably just a bit wider than the width of the roadway, so the ends of the wings caught the concrete barrier, and that caused the aircraft to catch fire.
No one was hurt. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week, and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it.
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still going to get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
It's
Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House is doing the right thing and removing these Democrat members that deserve to be removed. Ilhan Omar is another example. She's anti-Semitic and she should not be on foreign affairs. These aren't political things. These are the right things to do.
Didn't she just hug Nick Fuentes?
Yeah.
Speaking of anti-Semitic.
Okay. And by the way, the reason she thinks Ilhan Omar is anti-Semitic is because she doesn't approve of what the Israeli government does sometimes.
Yes.
Which is not the definition of anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic would be, I don't know, when George Santos told his friend when he was using a fake name on a GoFundMe that Jews will give you more money if they think you're a Jew.
Yes.
That's anti-Semitism for fun and profit.
Lauren Boebert tweeted, "Be kind, don't be ugly." And you said, I'm guessing her account was hacked by irony itself. Yeah.
Right. That amazed me. I was like, all right, she's just messing with us at this point. Like, that's hilarious. And the other thought I had is that she was DMing MTG because you've heard about
in the bathroom, right? Yeah, they're not friends anymore. And Matt and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, Rapey McForehead, are also not friends anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna share seats on committees and work for America, and they're not at all gonna be at each other's throats jockeying for positions.
But you know, it's
stealing
funny.
Each other's talking points.
Every single person on the Homeland Security Committee now is tried to overthrow the Homeland and got asked for a pardon, and now they're on the Homeland Security Committee because that's the punchline.
Yeah.
Is they're now securing the home
and. And nothing they ask for or insist on is ever going to amount to a hill of beans.
Right.
So they're going to rail against it. It's almost like they've had their hands tied behind their backs and like, okay, do another insurrection like this. Just do it in shackles. It's going to be so fun to watch. And they're gonna attack McCarthy for not taking seriously what we discovered in the Department of Homeland Security, and that we've been raising the Department of Homeland Security's funding 3% every year. And what are they doing? And then they start attacking cops again.
Yes,
and then it's hilarious.
Chairman Schiff on what we're in for here.
For the country, it's going to be a terrible circus. They're going to do what they can to interfere with the Justice Department investigation of Donald Trump and his enablers in these multiple lines of effort to overturn the election, and have someone who's implicated in it all, like Perry, being one of those, reminds me a lot, frankly, of the Republicans during the Russia investigation, during the Ukraine investigation. They essentially were acting as defense counsel for Donald Trump. It's going to happen again.
Yeah. And, this is why we have New Mexico, because the coup is ongoing. The people that tried to overthrow the government are now running the government and inciting violence elsewhere as well.
Right.
Rich in Indiana on this whole thing. You're on with Hal.
I want to say first, please, that Hal Sparks is, in fact, the sharpest tool in the drawer repeatedly. I take notes. When I'm in there, I have things that say, comic genius.
It's true.
You are fantastic, man. I want to say, please, that he hit the nail on the head when he was observing that Russian stoogism is anti-gay, and that's toxic masculinity, and that's the Orthodox Church just look to Pussy Riot's efforts, and there's no cure for stupid. Dunning-Kruger explains this perfectly. A Russian stooge cannot understand that they are a Russian stooge.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
well, that's why it's
called a useful idiot.
You're absolutely right. Some of them are tacitly under the table, old school pre-McCarthy era, the other McCarthy, not this McCarthy.
Yeah.
Russian sympathizers in that way for totally different reasons, not sympathizing with the USSR, which would make them, that's where the red baiting term came from. But Russia itself, as it stands now, as a kleptocracy run by authoritarians, where the rich get richer all the time, they gut the entire country, everybody else, the poor just work themselves to death and die of alcoholism as sort of praise to their leaders. And they and gay people don't exist. That is a dream for them. It's the same thing that makes it difficult, puts a hitch in their get along when they're trying to confront Iran, because they're like, yeah, but I kind of like how they treat women. It's rough for me. And they know this. They're openly aware of this. They also know, though, that the Boberts of the world are just stupid. Yeah. So they can drag them around by their nose.
Sidebar.
And they use those. Yeah.
Sidebar, counselor. I thought it was a hitch in your giddy up. Is it not a hitch in your giddy up? Is it a hitch in your get along?
It's a hitch in your get along.
It could be either one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've heard both.
All right. Unclear.
All right. Who's from the South?
Who's from the South?
That's why I asked you.
I went to high school in Virginia. Right. That's all the right. South.
Okay.
Virginia. Good Lord. Thomas Jefferson spoke three languages and edited the Bible. He's from Virginia. Don't talk to me about the South.
I'm from Kentucky.
There is a wall of people between me, my hometown, and Virginia that put Mountain Dew in baby bottles. There's no competition.
Hey, I'm from southeastern Virginia. We did that there, too.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not from the D.C. suburbs.
I'm just saying you're a genetic abnormality.
Yeah, D.C. suburbs are very different.
How many times did you hear... oh, this baby sure do seem zippy after his Mountain Dew bottle.
Oh, that's good. And he can whistle through that gap in his teeth. It's fantastic. It's like a giant hole. It sounds like the holler on a windy night.
Annie in North Carolina. North Carolina, the South or not? You decide.
It's the South.
Everybody decide. Yeah, North Carolina, South? All right.
Yes, it is South. And actually, I'm from Southern Ohio, and I've been gone a dozen years, but we were referred to as Billy's, and Kentucky's people will refer to as hillbillies.
Oh,
so that's where
Yes.
Ohio.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway,
it is rather flat in southern Ohio. I was born in Cincinnati, but only because it was the nearest hospital without chickens. We lived in Kentucky.
Right. When I called last time, I told you I was also born in Cincinnati. So
North Carolina, not as diddly diddly as South Carolina, but you know.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, before I forget, what I want to call about two things real quick. Franklin Graham said that Putin protected his people from the gay and lesbian lifestyle. He said that back in 2012. So, but that's not the real reason I called. I've been following that guy. Remember the one in Nancy Pelosi's chair with his feet up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've been following that trial. He had, you know what that stun gun was? It was called a hike and strike. It had 950,000 volts.
Mm-hmm.
It was a walking stick.
Yeah, it's
and
for
they had
animals.
Him on film.
It's for cows.
Right, for animals. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they hit him on video in the bar at the Hyatt, one of the Hyatts somewhere close to D.C. And he said that he was demonstrating it, and they had to close the bar. And the bartender, manager, whatever, testified in court like 2 days ago about what happened. And when they demonstrated not his, they can't find his, he probably threw it in a river somewhere, but they demonstrated one that he bought, like he bought at Pro Bass Shop in Rogers, Arkansas. And so, but the jurors, one covered her eyes and one covered her ears when they demonstrated that.
Because it's so loud.
Strike.
Yeah.
950,000 volts.
Yeah.
It's how you kill someone. It's how you kill someone with a non-lethal item. That again, that was part and parcel to how he thought this was going to go down, and the fact that he was going to use it on cops, and he thought he was going to use it on Nancy Pelosi and all those folks, and basically shock them to death.
Yeah.
And that again, who built the gallows? Who bought the wood?
Yeah.
Where did they bring it? Where did they park?
So,
who brought it? Like once we get to that point, then I think it makes it embarrassingly toxic for even Republicans to go near it.
Yeah.
That has to be talked about.
She's
absolutely right.
Where are you on accountability, whether it's for January 6th or document case, et cetera?
Oh, well, as far as January 6th goes, there's a lot of these people who are being put away, and there's so much evidence against them. Some of it's their own. It's taking a long time because the court doesn't want any of these people who are dangerous, not just, you know, it's kind of like a hate crime. The reason a hate crime exists is because if I kill you because you're Gary and I don't like you, Gary, that's one thing and the court can put me away. But the chance of me doing it again because there are no more Garys is not a problem. But if I don't like Gary because of his skin color or his race or whatever, then I'm a problem for everybody else. All these Jan 6ers are problems for every cop, every judge, every governor, every lieutenant governor, secretary of state going forward. So the state is being very careful about making sure they don't get away. And they're using all the evidence they provided of themselves. Like, I'm so proud to be here shocking cops, you know, that they filmed from nine different angles.
Right. But I think, like, all the way,
their time.
All the way up to the top, like, there's a piece in the New York Times about John Eastman. Like, this guy, Travis and I have a stack now, people who should be in prison that are on XYZ podcast or whatever.
Right.
He is the legal architect of Trump's, you know, efforts to overturn the election.
Right.
So he took the Fifth more than 100 times under questioning by the J6 committee. In recently released testimony, other witnesses had plenty to say about him. Many White House lawyers expressed contempt for him, portraying him as an academic with little grasp of the real world. You know, all the Greg Jacob, that's Pence's guy, said Eastman's advice was gravely, gravely irresponsible. Hirschman, the potty mouth guy that we love, recounted chewing out Eastman. Pat Cipollone described Eastman's ideas
as
nutty.
Ivanka and Jared and Don Jr.'s scalps on his wall. That's what I'm going with. When you'd see the bat that says justice on it and the tin scalps.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
New York Times says Eastman will be facing, in the coming months, a legal reckoning. I hope so. He has been drawn into the criminal investigation into election interference in Atlanta, which is nearing a decision on potential indictments. The FBI seized his iPhone. Is he in his undies? He was the one in his undies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's because, by the way, he refused to put pants on when he heard a woman's voice knocking at his door. Let's be abundantly clear. John Eastman heard a woman's voice at the door when they were knocking and came to the door without pants on.
Okay, Chairman Schiff on the
gross.
People that tried to overthrow
He's
the government,
person.
Running the government now.
There's no shame. There's no no realization of the hypocrisy of what they're about to do. But this is a constant challenge that we face, and that is we have to point out the falsehood of this effort at equivalence. Because Democrats conducted legitimate investigations of things like Donald Trump's role in January 6th and the role of many others, it doesn't justify somehow Republicans engaging in just vexatious litigation or oversight meant to harass the Biden administration. Mm-hmm.
Vexatious. Word of the day.
Yes, we've had a bunch of this crap before. We've had periods where Republicans on panels just were Jim Jordaning the hell out of this. This is not the first time in history that this has happened. Their links to Jan 6 make it special, but at the same time, it also kind of nullifies a lot of what they're talking about as these details exist and as more of them continue to creep out. It's going to be really interesting when four or five, including Santos, Republicans who have legal problems right now, end up stepping down and they're in purplish districts and these gerrymandered districts over the next 6 months. And Democrats retake control of the House by the end of the year.
Tee-hee.
And the number of, like, the fix is in, oh my God, it's rigged again from Trump and all his votes. Like, the stitch popping
the
will
look
be
on
heard
Kevin,
around the world.
On Kevin McCarthy's face, just like a souffle.
Souffle.
Okay.
A flan in a cupboard, as Eddie Izzard would say. Yeah.
One last one, chairmanship.
In the bigger scheme of things, what's more important is they're going to engage in this bogus investigation process that they're going to call oversight. It is not oversight. But at the same time, they want to try to remove Democrats from key positions to prevent them from effectively fighting back. McCarthy doesn't like what I did in holding Trump accountable. He doesn't like what I do in holding him accountable. The same is true of my colleague on the Intelligence Committee, Eric Swalwell. So there's this effort, I think, to try to decapitate those who would hold them accountable and responsible by removing them from committees.
Yes, that's what I said. The most effective alpha liberals like you, like Adam Schiff, like Swalwell, those are the ones they got to get rid of.
Well, and by getting them off committees, one of the things that happens, and this happened with Marjorie Taylor Greene when she was taken off committees, was they have a lot more time to, A, fundraise and show up on television shows. And you might find picked little pieces from these committees that gets aired on television as people talk about it because they'll be chucking red meat. But the rest of the time, people are just watching the generalized populist picture of the government right now. That's where you get more time on screen. And that's where these folks will be. Swalwell and Schiff will be interviewed more because they'll have more free time because they're not on a committee.
And they're great on TV. Yes, Chris has raised a stubby, meaty finger.
Yes, apparently Andy Griffith on the Andy Griffith Show was famous for saying she has a hitch in her get-along.
Oh, get along. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I always thought it was giddy up. I stand
corrected. I've heard both.
I stand corrected.
And in many ways, he's the male Dolly Parton. Andy Griffith's good man.
All right.
And so I'm just saying.
That important issue is settled. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Humping with the Howl on the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde's new Dinovite. Sprinkle, sprinkle. You know what? For them, it's like a little sprinkles on an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
They think it's fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's just good for them. It is a meal booster by Dinovite. It's just a whole bunch of extra, you know, protein and omegas and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. The good
just
stuff.
It is Dinovite's meal boosters, a great and easy way to boost your dog's bull. You just sprinkle the freeze dried meat on top of their food. It is packed with vitamins, minerals, omega-3s, great skin and coat, gut health, immune system. Dinovite's so confident. Bonnie and Clyde approved.
Yes.
Yeah. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. You have nothing to lose. Go to Dinovite.com. That's Dinovite.com. Dinovite.com. Terms apply. See site for details.
She's your human happy pill.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they are clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth and you'll love giving them as gifts. I did. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie. Save 35%. That is CozyEarth.com. Promo code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Did I mention that Kevin McCarthy, the aforementioned piece of he's just a coward. Not just that he took amazing congresspeople off of committees that were well-qualified. He put Marjorie Taylor Greene on Homeland Security. She's an insurrectionist in charge of Homeland Security. Yes. Someone that previously has said 9/11 was a hoax. Oh, my God.
Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, one in 68 children is diagnosed with autism. That's about a 30% increase in 2 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. so he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is it all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
I said, come here, cutie. I flip her around and then I work that booty. I came here tonight.
Don't ever do that on camera.
What? What?
You worked that booty.
Yes, I did.
That hurt all of us.
My son, yeah. Clyde, is cheering me on. Yeah, you're a good boy. Okay, Kyle Sparks is here, everyone.
Hi. Yes.
How about the fact they didn't find that Supreme Court leaker, Hal? How about that? After
yeah,
a full investigation.
I don't know why we couldn't find it. Yeah, and maybe it has something to do with Jenny Thomas talking
what?
Over dinner, and not and that the traditional concept of a leak in this circumstance, like they actually took the document and took it somewhere, was completely unnecessary when your husband tells you everything and you tell everyone else.
Yes. Oh, this led to a statement from the bassinet of the 45th president.
The bassinet.
The Supreme Court has just announced it's not able to find out, even with the help of our crack FBI. No, they didn't use
they didn't
the
ask
FBI.
The crap FBI.
Who the leaker was on the Roe v. Wade scandal, they'll never find out, and it's important that they do. So you go to the reporter and you ask him who it was. If not given the answer, put whoever in jail until the answer is given. You might add the publisher and editor to the list. Stop playing games. This leaking cannot be allowed to happen. It won't take long to before the name of this slime is revealed. Arrest the reporter, publisher, editor. You'll get your answer fast. Stop playing games. Waste time.
Is he under the impression that you can just jail journalists willy-nilly?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
He is. Okay. Yes. He's a lunatic.
Yes.
That in and of itself, there is a time. We do this all the time with, like, can you imagine Reagan Republicans or Republicans from whenever the hell saying something like this, but arresting journalists and editors and like the editor would know if the journalist isn't going to tell him the source,
right.
You know, the publisher, just arrest the paper itself. You know what? Lock up the website at this point. We've jumped the shark. He's literally jumped the shark with how much he can. Can you imagine if a Republican from blah, blah, blah would do that? This would have been enough to end the career of yada, yada.
I believe said repeatedly you don't think he's actually going to run. Because all I'm saying is this would be fun. Trump planning to unleash a scorched earth campaign against DeSantis. Please let the bag of rats disembowel each other before he drops out.
That's happening. That is definitely happening. The problem is in the process, all he's going to do is kneecap him and DeSantis. And it's going to be gorgeous. And then Trump's going to drop out. And then DeSantis will be left with, like, all these scars given to him well before the primary season even started, which is fantastic. And all the maggots think that that DeSantis was the one shivving Trump.
Right.
Oh, it's so good.
It's fantastic.
It's so good.
According to, is this Rolling Stone? Yeah. Trump's strategy will include both personal and professional attacks and both domestic and international policy critiques. COVID response, past relationships with anyone in the Democratic Party could also be tactics. Trump's plan includes distancing his past relationship with DeSantis by making him look like a political fat cat who's tied to the establishment. Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone described it as a scorched earth campaign. Blah, blah, blah. Trump will be able to take DeSantis to task and take advantage of his political outsider role that plays well in the Midwest and South. This is where Trump kicks him in the nuts, according to another.
Wow. Do it.
Which you know what that means.
Big bag
of rats. What that means. It will have the macho and militaristic equivalent of Trump chasing a fart with a butterfly net. Because what he calls scorched earth in 2015 terms, maybe, was calling people Crooked Hillary and Little Marco. And now he's on such a – have you seen his videos he's been posting just so he can legally say he's campaigning? So
you can see them right now because Hal Sparks' show starts right now,
right
after this.
That's right. Go to follow me over to Twitch and to InfotainmentWars.com. And I'm at Nerd Halen tomorrow night and Yamava next week. All right.
Happy birthday, Mommy.
Bye.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.